Welcome to the Wasatch Gazette, a public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com. Now, here's the host of the Wasatch Gazette, Mike Parsons.
My guest this morning is Christopher Collard, and he is a research analyst at Utah Foundation, and the website is utahfoundation.org. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning.
So you guys, tell us a little bit about Utah Foundation. You guys have been around for a bit.
Yeah, so we just celebrated our 75th anniversary.
Wow.
Last year. We are a small nonprofit, nonpartisan, a research organization. We focus on public policy topics for Utah.
And how do you choose the different topics that you're going to do research on?
There's kind of two different ways we choose our topics. Every 4 years, we do a Utah Priorities Project where we go out and we ask voters, what topics are you thinking most about this year, kind of as you're thinking about elections? You know, what are your top priorities? And then that's one of the primary ways that we kind of choose our topics. The second way is we have a number of board members, around 50 board members, and they're involved in industry, in the public sector, and so they're kind of all over the place, and they kind of sometimes bring forward ideas that they think should be or could be potentially researched, and then we kind of go through and prioritize what we think is most important.
Is it getting more difficult to remain nonpartisan when there's such a partisan divide?
Personally, not
no.
So much. It just seems like remaining nonpartisan seems like a sensible middle where you don't have to attract either extremes. It seems to me like there's a lot of room for compromise. There's a lot of issues where you can find, like I guess it doesn't seem to be all that hard. There are definitely some topics where there are topics where we try to be more careful. But I mean, our goal is to be nonpartisan. Our
right,
goal,
right.
Everyone usually has really good views, and we just try to bring them together and make sure that as you read through it, you can see everybody's views, you can, you know, give consideration to all the sides, and then kind of come away with your own choice.
We definitely need more of that. These last four reports that you guys have released over the last couple of weeks are all about growth in Utah, which just kind of skimming over the results of each of these four different parts of this report, there are definitely some big issues around growth in Utah. Let's start with the first one, which was called Growth Part One, the Nation's Fastest Growing State. What did you find there?
Yeah, I mean, so highlighted by the recent census, you know, based on the 2020 census, Utah grew by almost 20%. It was the fastest growing state in the nation. And what we wanted to do here was we tried to break down the growth to make it at a smaller scale. So we kind of put together an interactive map where you could explore Utah's communities and see where the growth was happening and where some of the shrinking was happening. You know, this is all based on the difference between the 2010 census and the 2020 census. Some interesting findings there is a lot of the college populations decreased a lot in most of the colleges across the state, and that's probably because of COVID shutting down the schools during 2020, kind of making remote operations more common. We saw, you know, but there were definitely parts of the state where there was lots of growth. You know, we saw lots of growth in southern Utah, in southwest Salt Lake County, and in northwest Utah County were also areas of high growth. There's also a really interesting trend where there was a straight line of growth from Salt Lake to Murray, just kind of parallel, you know, right along the tracks line. So that's been an area of high growth as well over the past 10 years.
And do you identify where these people are coming from? Is it true that California is invading Utah?
So that's actually something we talked about in a previous survey. Definitely there are definitely Californians coming to Utah. But perhaps not at quite the scale everyone thinks is happening.
My guest this morning is Christopher Collard, and he is a research analyst at Utah Foundation, and the website is utahfoundation.org. And then part two, priorities for addressing growth. That's the next logical step. What did you come up with there?
Yeah, so we asked people, you know, when thinking about this growth that's happening, like, what are you most worried about? Are you most worried about air quality? Are you most worried about education? Are you most worried about, like, road and water infrastructure? And definitely, you know, the majority of Utahns are kind of worried about road infrastructure, traffic, as well as water infrastructure. You know, getting water to where it needs to be, where the people live, and also making sure it's clean enough for them to use and clean enough to put in the environment afterwards. So, I mean, that's definitely the most common response. And it's definitely higher among older generations, like the silent generation and baby boomers. He's also higher among Republicans, as well as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those are the people who tend to be most concerned about,
and then
about
the
infrastructure.
The other groups that would be the opposite of that, less concerned about it.
Yeah, and so air quality was definitely a higher priority for younger Utahns, like millennials and post-millennials, as well as education. Similarly, you know, Democrats were more concerned with, especially with air quality. They were kind of the group with the highest concern regarding air quality, but also a fair share also concerned with education. And then the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as I mentioned before, they give a high priority to infrastructure, but they also give a high priority to education.
Yeah, I would think with some of the biggest classes in the country, adding more people to those schools is going to be a problem. So that's something we need to address. And then part three, how Utah is addressing growth pressures. So what are we doing about it, and how are we doing? What'd you find out?
Yeah, so the state's actually, you know, trying to engage with this on a number of different areas. Looking at the infrastructure side of things, you know, the traffic sort of thing, Utah is actually spending a whole lot of money on its transportation right now. So if you look, you know, we put together this graph of spending on transportation since 2012 to 2022, and essentially, like, it's doubled, almost doubled since 2012. So I mean, there's a lot, and a lot of that is kind of like stimulus money from kind of the COVID money that was pumped into the economy. And so it's not sure how sustainable that is, but a lot of money is going to try and alleviate some of those pressures.
And those, that's
also
the,
like part. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just kidding. That's the orange barrels we see everywhere.
You're right. Exactly. It feels omnipresent.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then
also, like, one interesting trend is Utah is like one of the top states for teleworking, and it's not. Like, it's not clear how long-term this trend will be. I know at Utah Foundation, we closed down our office in July, so now we're completely remote. But it's not clear how much of a long-term trend that will be.
I think we'll see, and this is based on just me and not data, which probably drives guys like you crazy, but it seems to me that we will have increased work from home, but that it'll settle back a little more closely to where it was before the pandemic.
And that's my guess, too. You kind of see some reversion to the kind of the previous mean.
My guest this morning is Christopher Collard, and he is a research analyst at Utah Foundation, and the website is utahfoundation.org. Finally, part four, should Utah limit population growth? And there's a couple questions there. Should we limit population growth? And the question it makes me think of is, can we?
Well, that's definitely one of my questions after that. You know, looking at the results, there's definitely more people that want to limit growth than don't. The group of people that were most that wanted to limit growth least, I guess, who were most opposed to the idea of limiting growth were members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But definitely then the next question is, well, what do you need to do to limit growth? So I mean, most of Utah's growth actually comes from Utahns having kids. Although there is a fair amount of people in migration coming in. I mean, so if you look at those direct policies limiting those things are really unfeasible. Like, we don't want any sort of policy limiting the number of children you
have. Right.
But there are things you can do to kind of discourage growth. The question is, how can we do that without ruining our quality of life? I mean, people are coming to Utah because it's a great place to be, right?
Right,
have,
yeah.
You know, reasonable cost of living. You know, housing is a great exception at this point. We have a great environment. You know, it's a great place to be. I mean, so if you want to discourage people from coming here, you have to make it less desirable in some ways, which hurts all of us currently living here.
Yeah.
But there's definitely things you can do to kind of slow growth. You know, you can have strict single family zoning, which kind of limits density.
Hmm.
Height restrictions will kind of do the same thing. So a lot of it is kind of limiting density, kind of preserving historical districts, kind of preventing redevelopment. But those, I mean, in terms, like, they might limit growth, but they also have trade-offs. You know, suddenly, like, housing might no longer be affordable for your children, so they kind of have to go somewhere else to live. And that's kind of like how limiting growth works. So there's definitely trade-offs there, and it's really a question of, like, what do we want our community to look like going forward? Do we want to be a desirable community where people can come and where our children can continue to live? Or do we want it to kind of be kind of permanent a little bit in its current state, and maybe people will go elsewhere because somewhere else is more desirable?
Hmm.
Yeah, but that's definitely a big trade-off.
Sure.
For us to kind of figure out what we want to do with.
I love the stuff you guys do at Utah Foundation. If you're a data person, I love looking at that kind of stuff. Go to utahfoundation.org, and you guys make it very easy to digest by having kind of a synopsis. And then if you want to dig into the full thing, you can. You do important work for our state, and it's always great having you on. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Wasatch Gazette, a weekly public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com.